Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Mark chapter 4, verse 35. I know you don't have it back there, but our guys are so good with, it's actually 35 guys through 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. I've spoken to this before. It's a very well-known story in God's Word, and it is simply this. That day, let me just set it up real quick. Jesus was teaching. He was teaching to the multitudes. He was literally teaching to the thousands by this time in his ministry. And that day, in verse 35, it says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go to the other side. There's one version of this story in the Gospels that says, we'll go find a place of rest. They were tired. Jesus was tired. Jesus was subject to fatigue, just like human beings are. And he says this, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. Here we go. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. And I want to point that out. The reason I chose this version is because this is the only one I can find this statement in. There were other boats with him out in the storm. Go ahead. There were other boats with him in the storm. There were other boats that were following closely, and it's one of the only examples of this story where it actually mentions there were others other than the 12 and Jesus out there. There were others in the boat. There were others in other boats crossing with him, staying close to him. Can I tell you something? There are others on the water with us today. There are others in the storm watching how we weather the storm. Can you imagine? I don't know that this is the case, but I can imagine because Jesus had performed miracles up to this point. Jesus had already performed miracles. Jesus had already fed, you know, by the thousands, with the loaves and fishes. They had seen the miracles. Jesus had already healed lepers. I mean, the reason there were people in boats with him is people flocked to follow him. And by the way, one of the reasons that there's three reasons, I think, people, because they believed and they loved watching the master. They really believed. They bought in. They were believers in Christ. And so they were all in on their faith that he is the master, the creator. And they were learning more every day. But there were the believers. Then there were those, perhaps, that were the voyeurs. I love to see a great leg grow on a person that's never got a leg. They just want to see the sideshow. There are those, believe me, read the word. There are Pharisees that watched him do miracles. There were people of his day that watched him do miracles that were the religious of the day. They were angry because he actually did do what he said he would do. They were wanting to shut that down. It doesn't make sense, but they were wanting to shut that down. Well, it does make sense if you realize they were going to lose power. This was a power struggle. Because he's supposed to be the king of the Jews. The people are crying, king of the Jews. He is the king of the Jews. And the religious of the day didn't want their authority taken away from him. There are those probably that were the seekers. So the voyeurs, the believers, the seekers, okay. And then perhaps those that were, the voyeurs and the believers and the seekers, all three categories might have been encompassed in those boats. But can you imagine, especially for the believers and the seekers, those truly hoping he is who he says he is. Can you imagine that they're watching his boat too? Can you imagine? They're following him. He's the reason we're out here in the lake and going to the other side because we don't want to miss what he's going to do over there, who he's going to impact over there, how he's going to reach people over there. We don't want to be separated from him. But can you imagine? There was fear. There was fear in his boat. Let me read the story to you. It says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with them or with him. A furious squall came up and waves broke over the boat. And so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. How dare him? How dare him? Doesn't he know we're in trouble? I mean, doesn't he know we're in trouble? The disciples woke him up, said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drowned? Do you hear the accusation in that? You got no clue what's going on. We have to inform you of the news. We are CNN right now, and I'm telling you, we're going under. Let me cross the line here. We're Fox News. We're going under. Let me say, I am CSNBC. We're going under. I need to tell you. I need to keep you informed. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I've heard this fake news statement on both sides of the aisle, so I'm going to use it right now. Fake news. We're not going under. Jesus is in the boat. Fake news. Jesus is... I should have titled this fake news. You ought to be desperate. Fake news. No, Jesus is in the boat. Get this. He's the only one that knew they didn't need to be desperate. He's the only one. And the others in the other boat. Now, I am being a little extra biblical today, but I'm being at least consistent with there was panic in his boat. Don't you think there was panic in the other boats? Don't you think there was panic in the other boats? These guys think we need to save the world. Everybody out here in these boats is hoping to God we wake him up. Can you imagine? How do we know they weren't yelling? Get him up! Get him up! Now, there's one side of faith in that. He can stop it. There's a side of faith in that. Wake him up. There's a side of faith in, and there's a side of a lack of faith in that. He's in the boat. Can I tell you, Jesus is not asleep at the stern. Who do you think created the... Oh, let's get into that. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and they said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drowned? He got up, rebuked the wind and the waves. Quiet. See the exclamation point behind that? Quiet. Be still. He actually commanded with authority the winds and the waves. One version in the King James says, peace. Be still. I'll bet you every bird got quiet. He didn't say who. I don't know how far that command was heard, but I'll bet every fish in that lake. Can you imagine? He didn't aim it. Whatever was in, and I've heard it said, it's a good thing when he called Lazarus out of the tomb, good thing he just said, Lazarus, come forth. This is the voice of God here. This is the capital W, the word of God, and the things he commands. This is the one who said, let there be light. And there was light throughout the universe as we know it. Every solar system, there was light. Hey, good thing he said Lazarus. I'm just saying, I don't know that. I'm just saying, think of the thought of the potential. But he did say, quiet or peace be still. I can imagine what all heard him. Probably even the disciples. I can. By the way, I don't know that he wasn't just talking to the water, the winds and the waves. He might have been yelling at the disciples too. And think, get this as our ordering block today. Get this as our, when we're choosing what to eat today spiritually. I'll have the peace be still. I want to order today the peace be still. I want a great big double portion of the peace be still. Put that on my plate. Because Lord, we can. Hallelujah. We can. He goes on, he says, I love this. He got up, he rebuked the wind and the waves. He said, peace be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Why do you still have no faith? Man, you've watched me deliver lepers. You've watched me feed the thousands. You've watched me multiply loaves and fishes. You've watched me raise the dead. You've watched me set the lepers free. They were terrified and asked, Did you hear what I just read? They were terrified and asked each other, terrified. Who is this? Who is this man? Even the wind and waves obey him. Did they not really know who he was? Can I just say this? I'm not so hard on the disciples. We've seen even more for 2,000 years. Do we not know who he is? Do we not know who he is? They're still learning. They're still trying to get their head around. This is the Messiah. That was a big one to get their head around. This is Messiah. This is the King of the world, Savior of the world. This is the one who came into the world to save all so that all men might be saved. This is the King of kings, Lord of lords. This is the second person. This is the let there be light. We've had 2,000 years to get that in the church of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we still behave like, who is this guy? He's shocking. Well, do you know what I saw? I mean, we fall more in love with miracles than we do the miracle worker.
Oh, come on. Tell it.
We do. We do. They're wondering when Jesus walked by the fig tree, cursed it, because it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. What's that tell us? We were created to be in him and have our being totally in him. Everything about us, we're supposed to be the essence of Jesus. Well, he cursed a fig tree because it wouldn't produce figs. And did you hear what the disciples, remember the story right after that? The disciples looked at each other and say, this is what they got distracted with. Did you see how fast those leaves died? Not the master. What kind of authority? Oh heaven, he is God. Oh, he is my God. They weren't caught up with that. They were taken back by the miracle of the fig leaves dying. Let's fall in love with the master, the miracle worker. He is faithful and he is true. Before we leave this morning, I want to share, and I'm going to have Pastor Mike come up in a minute, and we're going to share some things that are just logistics. We're not going to panic. We'll be here next Sunday unless we're told we can't be here next Sunday. And you'll hear from me. And I want to encourage you to watch the website. I want you to watch the Twitter. I want you to watch the Facebook posts. They're going to mirror each other as much as possible. And if you have a team leader, worship band, feel free to touch base with Pastor Mike. And we're going to be making sure that your team leaders are well aware of what's going on. And so we're going to be meeting with your team leaders and pastors and elders here just this week. We're going to have a lot more details laid out. But we plan this. If they ban us from meeting, we're going to respect the authority. The word says to respect those that are in authority over you. We're going to do that. And so but the church is still alive. The church is still vibrant. The church doesn't go underground. Make sure we don't leave here. We don't go underground today. We're not hoping that we have church next Sunday. We're going to have church next Sunday. We're going to have services next Sunday. But I hope you have church tomorrow. Yes. Fan the gift that is within you, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy. Fan it tomorrow. Actually, be a person that actually brings the calm into the peace. Be still. I love you can quote him if you want to. When everybody's out of control, have peace. Hey, it's okay. No. Well, why are you so good about this? Don't you afraid? No, actually, I'm not. Because I believe in the master. I believe in the fact that God loves me and he cares for me. If you don't want to get real religious ease about it, I would appreciate that actually. But just, I believe that God loves me and I believe he cares for me. And it's really simple. He loves me. He actually, you may not, but he loves me. He loves me. Oh, he loves you and you're a stinker, but he loves you too. Sometimes you're a pain in my anyway, but he loves you. You know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So we're going to make sure if we are told that we cannot, you will know that we cannot. Please don't listen to the news. Wait until we adjust. Wait until we get together as a leadership. Because if they say anybody over 250 or more cannot gather, I don't know about you, but my math's pretty good right now. I went to Riverview Gardens, but I can count this many people.
I've had challenges.
Where'd Cindy go? Oh, there's Cindy. Cindy and I went to Riverview. All of us went to Riverview. We learned how to count to at least 300. Okay, that was when we had accreditation. Having said that, we're going to meet next week. We'll find a way, unless they really make it. But don't take the word of the media. Wait till you see the releases from St. Charles River Church leadership. Please do that. Everybody say, I'll wait for the leadership to contact me. Whoo, thank you. That just saved me a lot of phone calls and emails. I promise you, unless you hear from me, and you will, either way. We're having service next Sunday, and we're going to listen. We're going to talk about, give the Lord a huge hand. We're going to talk about Israel, talk about the places that Jesus set his feet. Pastor Pam was there just for about how many days? 10 days? Okay. So we're going to really get into some really cool things next week. You're going to see some pictures that she took just to bring back to you as her church family. Bring a guest. That's novel. If they need corona relief, bring them. Come on. Tell them we're high fisting. You know, we're knuckling if you're comfortable with it. We're, you know, doing the bump. Remember the bump in the 70s? I'll do whatever you guys want to do. But I'm going to respect. I'm a hugger and I'm a handshaker, but I'm doing my best to model that. Okay? So we'll do that. But don't give up the habit, because I want you to know when this thing's done, and it will be done. It will have a last day. It will end. All of this will end. It will end. And when it does, I'm going to give every one of you a big old hug, including Ed Boyette. I'm going to have Pastor Mike come up here. I'm going to have him share, and then he's going to take an offering. Share a little bit about what's going on the multimedia side and the high tech.
Yeah, and I actually grabbed Pastor Barry when he walked in just to make sure he wouldn't misspeak, and so now here I am.
I've never done that, have I?
And the one thing I need to tell you right up front that Travis wanted to make sure you understand is there's no editing. There's no, hey, make sure we get this blocked off. Because when it goes out live,
it goes live.
So there's no
backing off. I understand that. That's my great fear.
There's no backing off. And I do want to reiterate, so you know, for those you don't know, Carmen works at Duello Elementary in the Wentzville School District. She does the before and after school care program. And so for a couple days, she would come in and go, this janitor's coming in and saying this. This janitor's coming in and saying that. I go, why are you listening to the janitor?
Why
are you listening to the janitor? When Dr. Kane sends something out, or whether he's the superintendent of Wentzville Schools, when he sends something out, then we'll know we need to be aware of it. Otherwise, just ignore it. But we do want to be, and there was a email that went out earlier from Pastor Barry, we do want to be sensitive, though, as well, because there are some folks who just are not going to be able to attend.
Right.
There's folks that are in risk groups.
That's right.
That we want to make sure that they keep their safety first. And as we said, do what's best for your family.
That's right.
At the same time, we do want to make sure that they can be fed with the word.
That's right.
So today, Travis has been recording. We're going to get this on YouTube. We're going to get a link put on the church's Facebook page and get that sent out so that folks can watch the service today. And then we're going to be working throughout this week to try to get the live streaming set up for next week. So for those who are unable to be here, or if we get to the point where they say we can't gather, but we still want to make sure that we meet. And so we want to make sure that you can, we're going to have service no matter what.
Yeah.
We're going to get God's word out there. And even if it's just, well, Pastor Pam, you may be by yourself next Sunday, then depending on. Even if it's just Pastor Pam coming out and sharing as we had planned on, we want to make sure that's available for everybody to see. So we are working to get that streaming done. So we want to make sure that you all are aware of that.
Now, you will receive from Pastor Mike the information. Just be looking for between my emails, Pastor Pam's emails, and Pastor Mike's emails. Be watching. And don't ever ignore another pastor's emails. Always check leadership emails that come to you, because it'll really be very important during this time of critical time of information. But I will make sure that Pastor Mike is the voice for how we're going to put the multimedia, the messages out there. We'll have something here, and it will be live here. But it's a matter of safety. And let me just say, how many understand that what we're about to do in taking the offering, we won't be in a position to do at that point. And so it is critical that the partnership be alive and healthy and vibrant. Everybody hearing me, and if you are listening by podcast today, let me say this. Let me just go back to a statement I made. You understand, I was not saying that the coronavirus is fake news. Does everybody understand that? That's real. That is real. What I'm saying is that you have to fear and be driven by fear. That's fake news, and it's not driven by a news agency. It's driven by the enemy. That's fake news, okay? The truth is God's word. What I also want to say is, if you're not here today and you're watching this podcast, please know that it is absolutely urgent that we continue to get the gospel out there. If we're going to continue on, and we are, then partner with us, and Pastor Mike's going to tell you how you can get your tithes and your offerings and your gifts to St. Charles River Church. He's going to share that with you right now.
So if you're on our church website, we have a location that where you can give. Also, our church offices will still remain open, so you can bring them by there at 500 Hubert Park. And we also have an app called Give Plus app. If you don't have that already on your mobile device, you can load that down.
Is that Give and you can Plus?
Give Plus.
Give Plus.
Give and a plus sign.
Okay.
And you can search for our church then. We are set up on there, and you can give in that way. So there's at least three different ways where you can continue to give.
Excellent. Excellent. Y'all set?
Yes.
Are you ready to give?
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.